All right, so last month, the Department of Higher Education and Training published the National Scarce Skills List that provided a list of the top 100 jobs in the country that are considered to be in short supply. So that's the top 100 occupations that are in short supply, with information and communications technology making up a very big portion of that. We ask what can be done to ensure that young people have the right skills to enter the job market. To talk to us a little bit more about that is Greg Virtualotti, who is Executive Director at Dariel, which is a South African professional IT services company and systems integrator. Greg, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you. Nice to be with you.
Well, obviously you agree with some of the results that have come out of the Department of Higher Education. Your thoughts on where the gaps really are?
Absolutely, and it's so scary to think we're in a country where we've got such an abundant, clever, intellectual population that we have got such a skill shortage in some areas, and very specifically in the area of mathematics and sciences. Those are the basic needs for people to really progress into and do well in the IT industry.
Is the problem here that we're not training them well enough from school? Because, you know, if you're a parent and you're listening to this, you're obviously thinking we have a generation that is very much plugged in, and so we expect that there'd be a lot of young people wanting to enter the job market, especially in information and communications technology.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, mathematics, sciences, the sciences, biologies, etc., need to be encouraged at the younger school level, and not to go the numeracy route, but to go the more to go the harder or more difficult route in mathematics and the sciences. And I think it's also the standards. We need to make sure that in order to do well in the sciences and the mathematics arena, we need to be getting above 50-60% if you're going to succeed in these kind of careers. So, you know, a minimum pass, I think, is not standard that we should be trying to achieve. I think our juniors, our scholars need to be trying to do the very best they can in the best subjects in maths and science.
I think that presents the worry in the sense that the school leavers that we have now, you know, if we put it up against what you're saying, or perhaps not making the cut, and that says that we have to wait a generation later to see the babies get groomed from a really young age.
I absolutely agree with you. It's so sad that people enter or leave school with what is called a matric, and yet the marks they have or the subjects they've taken often are not enough for them to pursue a career either in information technology or even go into university or tertiary education. So I really think that, you know, the scholars of today and the parents of those scholars really need to be thinking about how do we achieve the best we can in those subjects so that we can enter a job market where there is a shortage of skills and obviously the child has an interest and a passion.
Yeah. Well, what do we do with the school leavers now, perhaps those that are interested in entering the industry?
I really think that gaining experience in the smaller jobs or the lesser jobs in the industry is a good start. You know, people that can prove themselves in the industry, that can gain some experience and prove their credibility, really are given opportunities. Because where there's a skill shortage and somebody is showing a desire and a passion to progress, often they're given the opportunities.
Yeah.
So the opportunities are out there. People must go and grab them, put themselves out there and do the best they can and put themselves forward.
Yeah, I'm gonna repeat that because it's so important. The opportunities are out there, but you have to go out and grab them. Greg Virtualotti, Executive Director at Dariel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.